This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you bouncy little traffic lights. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then, well...
That's it, really.
Yeah, that's what happens. So let's get on with it. Who are we talking to this week, Carrie?
Well, Andy, this week we paid another visit to Tabby and Theo, who you might remember we spoke to all the way back in episode 2.
Oh, yeah, Tabby and Theo. Yeah, of course I remember. Yeah. Tabby and Theo. Yeah.
You've got no idea, have you?
None whatsoever.
Well, they remembered us, and they must have been really impressed by how wise we were, because they had loads more questions for us this time. Like, why is a ruler called a ruler? How deep is the Loch Ness Ocean? And, well, why don't you take a listen for yourselves? Roll the tape, whatever that means.
We've got Tabby with us today again. Hello, Tabby.
Hi.
How old are you, Tabby?
I'm 7, nearly 8, and I have a cute, adorable hamster called George.
Thank you, Tabby.
And how old is George, please?
6 months.
And then we've also got the amazing...
Theo!
Hi, Theo. How old are you?
9.
Oh, you're not you're
9. I'm 7.
No, you're 7.
Yes. He's 7.
Have you got any pets, Theo?
Yeah.
Question one.
Why is a ruler called a ruler? Like the ruler, like when you...
Like the queen.
Like... A ruler like, I'm the ruler of this place, and a ruler like when you do straight lines.
Ah, that is a brilliant
That's
question.
That's a great question. I want to know the answer to that question.
Well, I know the answer to that question.
And so do I. Crucially, they're spelt the same.
I would say that as well.
No, they're not.
They are, ruler
they
and ruler.
Are. No. They're both spelt R-O-O-W-L-A-H.
Yeah, ruler.
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 The ruler.
Ruler. And no. Anyone who tells you different is wrong, and you should tell them that, especially
now,
at school.
Where does that word ruler come from? It's related to rhubarb, which is one of the straightest vegetables.
And one of the most noble.
Most noble and straight vegetables of all time.
Is it wise?
Is it wise?
Well, it depends if you're talking about a wise ruler. A rhubarb. Rhubarb.
So in the old days, what you just had was lots of rhubarb growing everywhere, right?
A rhubarb.
It was growing in straight lines, right? But it was getting very out of control and it was starting to take everything over. Is that what you would have said next?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I wasn't really listening. What did you say?
Well, in the old days, there's a lot of rhubarb growing out of control.
Oh, out of control.
Very straight, but it was starting to get ideas.
Ideas above its station.
Yeah. Rhubarb isn't a word.
It is a word.
It is. Have you never had any rhubarb?
It is. I never heard of it.
Do you know
it's
what?
It's a vegetable.
It's one of the puddings of... kings and queens.
Yes, because,
that's why.
Right.
So, what about Yorkshire?
So they needed
What's
they needed
a queen?
Someone. Well, I'm going to tell you. They needed someone to take control of this rhubarb before it started taking over the whole planet and turning everything delicious. So they looked around. There was thousands of people to choose from, right? But they thought the rhubarb isn't going to respect someone who's all bent up and hunched over. Like, you know when sometimes you see an old woman walking to the bus stop and she's all bent over and you're like, oh gosh, that's terrible. I can't, I hope I don't end up. It's horrible, isn't it? I mean, yeah. I feel bad for them.
But she everything. Can't tell me what to do, you think, don't you?
Yeah. Stupid old woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you don't think that.
You never think that.
You just said the S word.
You see an old lady and you think, oh, poor old lady. I hope I don't end up all bent over like her. But you could do, so who knows, right? But anyway, they didn't want to have someone like that for a king or queen because the rhubarb wouldn't respect someone who wasn't all straight up and down, because, of course, rhubarb is so straight itself. So they... Thank you, like Tabby is demonstrating now for the radio.
And so is Theo.
Thank you. And so they chose the straightest person they could find, which at that time was a lady called Dorothy. And she was so straight, right? She was so straight that you actually could use her as a ruler. People used to measure stuff out when they were doing maths. They would just get hold of Dorothy. They'd say, are you free on Wednesday? They'd say, Dorothy, are you free on Wednesday? I've got to do some measuring. They'd borrow Dorothy and they'd draw a line along her back. So that's how straight she was. So they made her the first queen. That was the only
because
way to
get... Because the rhubarb would respect her.
Get the rhubarb under control.
Because she was even straighter than them.
Yeah.
The queen of what?
Queen of rhubarb. The ruler of the rhubarb. Queen Dorothy, the rhubarb ruler. And that's where we get the word ruler from. And that is why ruler is the same word as straight and for people who lead people and for people who lead vegetables.
You're talking about homophones.
Homophones?
No, I listen to music on homophones. It's a totally different thing.
What?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What are both of you talking about?
Yeah, what
about?
Is everyone talking
what
about?
What am I talking about? That's what you'd like to know.
Question 2.
How deep is the Loch Ness Ocean?
The Loch Ness Ocean? Well, yeah, there are two basically. Loch Nesses. There's Loch Ness, which is where the Loch Ness Monster comes from. And then there's the Loch Ness Ocean, which I didn't actually know about until you
asked
me.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of it either.
So
I've just looked it up in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
And it's in space.
Wow.
The Loch Ness Ocean. And it's exactly the same size as Loch Ness.
Yeah.
Except...
It's upside down.
It's upside down and exists in several dimensions. So it's like the deepest thing in the whole of the universe.
Yeah, it's really deep, right? If you lose a pound coin down there...
You'd just lose it.
You'd lose it.
You'd never get it back. And then what would you do? You'd be a pound down.
What would you do, Tabby? I ask you now. What would you do if you accidentally lost a pound coin in the Loch Ness Ocean in space?
I would...
jump in space.
No, I would basically go out to space land on the place where it is.
Yeah,
and then I would go scuba diving.
Oh.
But you'd have to go scuba diving forever.
In space.
Forever?
Yeah.
And also, how would you have like a snorkel that reached all the way back from space to
Earth? Scuba diving, though.
Yeah.
So not snorkeling.
Oh, it's not snorkeling.
It's not like Tabby hasn't thought this through.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, it's basically a massive tank on your back with like tubes going into your mask, which gives you air.
Wow.
Yeah. And do you think you'd be happy doing that for forever and ever? To get your pound?
No.
Or might you just think, it's only a pound.
It's only a pound. I would care, but not enough to go scuba diving in space forever. What if you lost 5 pounds? Would you go scuba diving in space forever?
How much would it take for you to go scuba diving in space forever, do you reckon?
I might die, basically.
Oh. So it would have to be like more than 5 pounds to be worth it.
£6.50.
£7.
No, less than 5.
Oh, less than £5?
You would be prepared to risk everything for less than £5 to go scuba diving.
Actually, I wouldn't risk.
I'd do it for £1,000.
Could you?
Yeah.
Because if you go deeper than how much you have to go, you might get squished like a tin can.
Yeah. Eek. All right, then I'll do it for £2,000.
At which point the pound might be broken.
£2,000,000,000,000.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Because the air underground and the air from up above.
The air from up above.
They squish as deep as you get down.
Oh, that's true. That is so tricky. Like the other day, right, I was on the beach, right, and I thought I'd go swimming in the sea, right, but I went too deep, right, and I got squished.
So does that mean that the Loch Ness monster in space is,
squished? Yeah, the Loch Ness monster in space is squished, mate.
You die if you get squished.
Yeah, but I was
lucky. Because an alien killed you.
Yeah, not an alien. No, it was a fish that killed me.
Yeah, he bounced.
What?
Do you know what? You know, talking about things that get squished, that's, do you know how diamonds get made? They get squished.
They go scuba diving in space. for like 3.5 pounds.
They can't even breathe.
Exactly, that's part of the problem.
That is one of the major problems.
And then they get squished. And they get squished so hard they turn into diamonds. This is pencils. Sorry, I should have said that at the beginning.
It's pencils.
How come is a diamond made out of type of glass and a pencil's made out
of...
Because of physics?
Market forces.
Yeah.
Market.
Yes, market forces.
Because you push market.
Capitalism and biochemistry, isn't it?
Forces are like pushing something or pulling something or twisting something. So you are either pushing a market or pulling a market or twisting a market.
They push the market so hard it turns into a diamond.
And that's called economics. Right, that was a brilliant question. Thank you,
Tammy. And that was an even better answer.
But do you know who I forgot to introduce earlier on?
Oh, Anthony, I'm so sorry.
Sorry, Anthony. It's our old friend
Anthony Plum.
Now, we've invited Anthony back to the studio again this week to see if he'd like to ask us anything.
But is there anything you want to say? A bit shy.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
No, it's hard to tell, isn't it? Because he's a bit shy.
Did you know?
If a cornflake is flushed down the toilet, it grows into a game show host.
Did you know?
The oldest game in the world is Minecraft, which is believed to have originated in eastern India sometime between the 3rd and 6th centuries during the Gupta Empire. In its early form, it was known as Chaturanga and was played on primitive computers powered by human flesh.
Question 3.
Why do you need a radio when you've got a TV?
Well, why do you need a radio when you've got a TV? That's a really good question.
And a computer.
Yeah, why do you need anything when you've got a computer?
Phone.
Why do you even need trousers when you've got a computer?
Yeah, why do you need parents when you've got a computer?
Why do you need hair?
Why do you... What?
Why do you need hair?
You don't need hair.
When you've got a computer. You put that on your head.
You know when you see bald people going around?
Yeah.
That's just because they've thought, I don't need hair, I've got a computer. Yeah. Right? Exactly. And they shave all their hair off. And then about 2 days later they think, oh, that's a bit stupid. Sometimes it doesn't grow back because the computer's grown so powerful in the meantime.
That it's hidden all their hair.
Yep. Sorry. So why
just to teach them a lesson.
But why
wait. I think I know what you could do. You could smash the computer and get back your hair.
Oh no.
But it's hidden your hair and it hasn't told you where
hair.
It is.
Hair's the worst, man.
You don't know that.
Hair's the worst.
They're sneaky, aren't they, computers? They can play chess and everything.
Computers, they might have given it to a dog. Or something.
They might have done, but which dog?
Or cat.
You won't know until you've got to ask the computer.
What? Okay, I came here to learn something and even I don't understand this. What is going on? We're talking about why do you need a radio?
Yeah, but then you started talking about hair.
No, I never mentioned hair.
You did mention hair.
No, you mentioned it. There you go.
No, you did.
Liar, pants on fire. Yeah, you did. Exactly,
you did.
I'm right.
You're a liar.
So, in answer to your question, people need radios because they're bald.
There you go. Couldn't be simpler.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
Power is awesome. Well, do you know what? Carrie appears on radio quite a lot.
Yeah. So it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, actually.
So it's like really clever.
Radio's awesome.
Radio's brilliant.
You can listen to stuff on radio, can't you? You can use your imagination when radio's on. You can close your eyes and just let the lovely radio wash over you, like the sounds of it.
Yeah, you can make your own pictures up.
Yeah, it's
And they
true.
Can be really dopey.
Yeah.
Dopey?
Yeah.
Yeah, like really weird.
You mean gloomy?
Weird and silly pictures.
They can be gloomy. Let's make a gloomy picture for everybody listening right now. Let's all talk like this for a minute.
Oh.
Thanks for coming here today, everyone.
And asking us questions.
This is getting dark.
Isn't it?
And gloomy.
It's really gloomy.
I bet
all the listeners back home are turning off now because this is so depressing.
I knew we shouldn't have visited the Loch Ness Ocean in space. It's really dark.
It's really squished all the fun out of
me. I'm getting gloomy.
But now let's give everybody a different picture in their heads of happiness.
Yay!
I want to go to the fun fair in in the mind.
No.
See, that's what you can do mind. On radio.
What's
you
a mind?
Mind.
Your mind.
Like mind. Your mind
your
is mind. What you think.
What you think, Will.
Your mind's in
what
your brain.
What do you think?
I thought
what
you said man.
Yeah,
what
man.
Do you think?
Your mind.
What?
Your mind.
Your mind.
You're thinking what a fair is right now, Tabitha.
Yeah, you are thinking what a fair is right now, Tabitha. Thank you, Theo. Darren Brown.
A fair is where you get lots of candy and you get to go on rides, but you have to what? Pay money.
And an unfair is where none of that happens and a bloke just hits you with a newspaper until you
when you say this, you're so unfair.
Yes, that means you're not like a fun fair.
Question four.
Tabby question.
A test jump.
Why?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Do you want me to do this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, wait, hurry up.
We
come
haven't
on.
Got all the time in the world, you know.
Why
do you?
I'm going to throw this away.
Oh, well, Tabby, come on. You can't just waste everybody's time. That's
yeah,
not
you've
giving
got
them
to
a good picture.
You're wasting
chop, chop.
My time, so I can waste your
I'm sorry,
okay.
We shan't do that again.
No, that won't happen
Tabby,
again.
Your question.
What? Why?
Come on, spit it out, woman! Tabby, now come on,
yeah, come
on.
On.
I thought
come
you came
on.
Here to ask us questions.
She can't what? Speak now.
No, you can't. Not
okay.
An exploding brain.
Hurry up, ask the question.
Oh, for goodness sake, woman.
Can you stop?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
We can.
Yeah,
when
I'm
you
sorry,
ask
it was
a question,
it was
why do people not share money with other people in law?
Why do people not share people with other money in law?
No, why do people not share money with other people in law?
What do you mean by in law?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like, basically, you're not you're allowed to, but why don't they?
Okay. Well, so basically, is the question, why don't people share other money with other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, people are greedy, aren't they?
Some people are horrid.
Yeah, some people are really horrid and greedy.
And horrible.
Some people don't have much money.
It's true.
And can't spare it.
Because they're
share.
Poor.
Yeah, so they
people
we
are.
Let them off.
They're the people we should be sharing money with.
Yes.
Once I
they
saw,
got fire.
Hold on, let's have a lesson
once
for
I
this.
Saw a man who was sitting on the street and had no money and stuff, and I started to cry because we couldn't give anything to him that day, but the next day we came because we had a pillow, some money and a drink for him, but he wasn't there.
But you wanted to help, and that's good.
Yeah.
And then next time you see someone who needs help, are you going to help them?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Because you're kind.
Cool. I sometimes give money to people if they want it. Do you, Carrie?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Because you're so rich.
Well,
or nice.
Not so much. I'd like to think nice.
Yeah.
I'd like to think rich, but I'm not rich. But
you're not nice. She's nice.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm not nice.
Yeah.
I'm not nice. I'm just rich. But hold on. So they're, you know when there are really properly rich people?
Yeah.
Some of them are quite nice, right? Like Bill Gates. Do you know Bill Gates?
J.K. Rowling.
They give loads of money to each other.
Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
I
gives
bet,
a lot of money
I bet,
to people.
I bet he helps people out because he plays for Spurs. So he must be nice.
Ronaldo, right?
Oh, Ronaldo, I don't know.
Ronaldo is so rich, right? Every time he coughs, £10.50 comes out of his nose. It's a true story.
You can just run after him and try and give him flu, and then you'll just be rich.
Yep. And then there are some people who are rich who are really bad. Like, can you think of any really bad people who are rich? Because I can.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to say.
Gru?
Oh, it's Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think we're allowed to say him.
We can say him.
Yeah, he's so rich and real.
Well, he doesn't really share. He sometimes makes problems, but then he learns the problem.
Who?
And solves
But you know what? Yeah, he turns into a good guy, right?
Yeah.
So that's
our brat.
So you
can't
learn.
So
that's the true
like,
thing about rich
our
people.
Brat.
Huh?
Who's Balthazar Brat?
He's the bad guy.
Oh, I haven't caught that one yet.
No, I haven't seen that either, right? But the thing is, rich people can be mean with their money or they can be quite generous.
Yeah.
But I think they should be more generous.
The minions are funny.
Yeah, well, this has got onto something quite entirely different. I've made up a joke, everybody.
Good.
I've made up a brilliant joke.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is one of my famous jokes. What do you call a minion who's really rich?
Mini?
Hmm.
Tiny?
No, I'll tell you what you call them.
No, you say.
A millionaire.
Oh, yeah, a million. A million and a minion.
Yeah, I put the words together and done clevers.
Question five.
Why is a building called a building when it's not built?
But it's not
because
built.
It is.
building when it's not.
What buildings aren't built?
Just planks are called planks when they're not built, and when they're built, they're called buildings.
Yeah, they just call a pile of bricks.
Pile of bricks.
When they're not built, and then you build them, and they're called a building.
Or they're called sometimes called Uncle Derek's ongoing project when they're not built.
Or they're called, when you're going to finish that off, it's messing up my garden.
Yeah, hold on. What buildings are called buildings when they're built, because they've been built. But do you know what? When they're building them, they should be called buildings because they're building them. And after they're built, they should be called built, shouldn't they?
Yes.
You're right.
You're right.
Theo has solved, not everything, but most things. Did you figure that out already?
Yeah.
So
we're ahead of you.
So you're actually the professors. And that must mean we're the nincompoops!
There we are. I believe you'll find we've only gone and done it again. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, if you need teaching about things and no one else can help.
If your mum and dad just cannot be fussed to explain something that you want explaining.
If you feel like every time you try to ask someone something, they just jump in the ocean and scream, I've got to get away from this appalling child.
Then you know what to do.
Ask the clever grown-ups.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.